Larry, how much does Bill Davis' defense look familiar to you from what you saw in those years when he was an assistant and D coordinator there?
Well, first, you know, I just have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Davis and his work ethic. I mean, he's one of the hardest working coaches I've ever been around. He puts in the time. He's such a quality human being. And there's a lot of the same schemes. Things look familiar, just different personnel. You know, he does a great job everywhere he goes. And, you know, I miss him as a friend out there in Arizona.
Larry, how much has the emergence of, like, Michael Floyd helped you out in particular?
It's helped our whole team. You know, anytime you have guys that step up to the plate and make plays for you consistently, it just gives our team more options. You know, also, Rob Hauser has been playing really well of late. You know, Andre Ellington, Rashard Mendenhall has been playing really well for us. Andre Roberts makes his plays as well. So, I mean, we're a team effort. You know, we're going to attack you across the board, and we feel confident in our matchups with our skill guys.
Larry, how big of an adjustment was learning Bruce's offense for both you and particularly Carson?
I mean, any offense, it takes a little bit of time for you to become adjusted to it and figure out the nuances of it. And it took a little while, but I think guys are really comfortable now, you know, what we're doing and how to attack it and what we're looking for and identifying coverages and blitzes and things like that. So I think we do a really good job, and something that we're going to have to especially do a really good job this week. We have to, you know, try to keep the ball in our possession as much as possible, you know, to keep the Philly offense off the field.
Hey, Larry, do you know what non-NFC West team you have the most career touchdowns against?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it'll be the Eagles?
Oh, that's news to me.
Yeah, you have 6 regular season, I think 3 more in the playoffs. I mean, I was going to ask you if there's any significance to that, if you just like playing against this team, and you know, you went to high school in the area, or if that's just coincidence.
No, it's just another game to me, you know, against a good football team, a well-coached football team, a team that's right in the thick of the fight for the NFC East division race, and we know this game has huge implications for both teams, and, you know, we know the significance of it, and we want to just play well.
You've played against different. I mean, you've played with different quarterbacks. How difficult is it to kind of get chemistry with a different quarterback? I mean, you got Carson this year, and you had a couple other guys the last couple of years. So, how difficult is that?
It's really really difficult to you know to get the consistency when you know that position changes a lot, you know, and over the last few years I haven't had that consistency, but all this year, you know, I've been able to work with one person in Carson Palmer, and it's been really nice, you know, to have that same consistent, you know, play caller in the huddle and working in practice every day and after practice on our routes and combinations, and that's been really nice to have that that position solidified.
In March, the Eagles signed, obviously, Bradley Fletcher and Kyrie Williams, looking for bigger physical cornerbacks. How would those cornerbacks play you compared to maybe smaller, quicker guys?
Well, I mean, both of those guys are, you know, really battle-tested competitors. I mean, I've played against Fletch, I don't know how many times, you know, when he's with the Rams. We battled a lot of times over the years. Got a chance to play against Kerry a couple years ago when we played in Baltimore. He's long, rangy, physical. He can really run. He's got great ball skills. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. You know, they have a lot of guys that are talented in the secondary. Obviously, Patrick Chung, you know, he's played competitive ball up there in New England for a long time. He's a hard-nosed tackler. Nate Allen's a great athlete back there at the strong safety position. And, you know, so we have a lot to be worried about dealing with the secondary. And I know, Coach is going to have a great game plan for him.
Larry, how big is it? You talked about, you know, the implications for this game being huge. How big is this game for both of these teams? There's only, 5 games left in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I know the Eagles. I'm not exactly sure what the NFC's race is looking like, but I know they're right there in the thick of it. And I know we're battling and scratching. We're right there, in the fight, but we got to stay pace with San Francisco and try to keep Seattle close. Carolina's surging right now, so you know that wild card position in the NFC is tough. It's not going to be an easy race. So both teams have a lot to play for, have a lot at stake, and this is going to be a great game on Sunday. I'm looking forward to competing in it.
Hey, Larry, I know it's on the other side of the ball, but Todd Bowles came to Arizona from Philly. What has he brought to the program out there?
Well, you know, I think the guys really love playing for him. You know, you hear him talking in the locker room. They're always, you know, singing his praise about, you know, how he uses guys and puts players in position to make plays and gives guys the opportunity to go out there and play to their strengths. And, you know, so I've only heard great positive things. Obviously, you know, we don't have much, you know, in terms of, you know, me going on defense or him doing too much on offense. But from just what I hear from the defensive guys, they're all really happy and excited to be playing for him.